Well, here we are again. We've turned the mics back on, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and it's, for the record, the big legal show at the law firm of Tarlow, Breedhart & Rogers, thanks to my co-host, Mark Furman. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Jeffrey. Great to be with you.
Thank you very much, and thank you to Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing, our other sponsor of this show. And our next guest is Stephen Corin, partner at Kirstein, Corin, and Lichtenstein. Well, you got me going on that one.
Good job, Jeff.
So, Stephen, can you tell us about your practice, what it's like?
Absolutely. We have an office in Wellesley. We have 12 partners. We're a relatively small firm. We have some associates and some staff. We're out in the suburbs, so we can charge reasonably, and you don't have to pay for parking. And we built our firm on the model that all of the partners all specialize in different areas. We consider ourselves a full-service firm, and we do not want clients to go outside for anything, assuming we can provide what their needs are. And, excuse me, we cover a lot of areas, real estate, buying and selling of real estate, corporate, personal injury, family law, divorce, things like that. Termination of employment. We even have a lawyer who's had some wonderful success representing families of children who are dealing with expulsions or suspensions from public schools or colleges. And we have a specialist who represents physicians, nurses, medical professionals before the Board of Registration of Medicine in Massachusetts and does very well.
Where do you focus your practice, Steve?
I'm the head of the litigation group at our firm, Mark, and I myself focus on personal injury, divorce, and some estate litigation, fights among people over inheritance or wills.
So, you know, our target audience is business owners, so certainly business owners are not immune from you know, divorces or having estate issues or having liability concerns. So speak to, you know, what are the important issues for business owners to be thinking about?
And it's an area that my clients, because I'm a management consultant, they live in fear of.
Absolutely, and it's an excellent question. And one of the things we do is we represent a lot of small businesses in all kinds of different capacities. We have two very, very good estate planners and who also deal with corporate entities. As a personal injury lawyer, we deal with liability, risk. And all business owners face risk and obviously are familiar with the concept of insurance. But I advise a lot of business owners as to how to protect themselves, and I, for one, was very surprised at how little they knew about that and how unprotected they left themselves. Protection means, number one, do you have sufficient insurance to protect yourself against an attempt to go after your assets if you don't have enough insurance? And a lot of people think, well, the amount I have is enough, and it turns out it is not. We advise businesses, especially if your business involves employees who are out in motor vehicles and may get in an accident, that makes the employer responsible. You're equally as liable, and you have the deep pocket, and that's where the attorney for the injured person is going to look toward. So do you have sufficient insurance? There are commercial lines of liability that provide very, very high lines. But we also advise owners to make sure you protect your assets. One of the biggest surprises I ever ran into many, many years ago, I handled a very catastrophic personal injury case where a truck ran over a boy and caused serious injuries. And I found out that the owner of the company owned the company personally, not through any type of corporate ownership, and therefore was liable personally for whatever happened. And I was just amazed at that. Fortunately, the insurance was sufficient to cover the injuries. But had that person been a client of ours, we would have just told that person under no circumstances should you own a business personally. And also in terms of protecting your personal assets, your house, your investments, things like that.
I think that, you know, sometimes people think of insurance as a commodity, but it's critically important to understand what coverage you have, what gaps you have, because when you don't have insurance, you're the insurer. as the business owner.
And Mark says it's a commodity until you need it. And then when you need it, you want it. You don't want to be arguing with an insurance company either.
But it is not an area to be cheap in. And there's insurance and there's insurance. You see all the ads on TV competing about the price of what it'll cost you to get insurance. That's based on you getting almost no coverage that you will need. It's not a place to save money on. And for instance, for us personal drivers out in the road, what if a motorist hits you and causes serious injury and they have no insurance? Where do you look to? There is no state insurance company that steps in to protect you. You're on your own. You can buy something called underinsured coverage, which says that if the other party that hits you doesn't have insurance or enough insurance, you can buy your own coverage. And with the cost of medical care these days, medical care alone, as far as your insurance bills, are going to be extremely high. And that means talking with an attorney, getting some advice. I advise clients all the time on the type of coverage to get. If you look at your coverage selection page in Massachusetts, it has the various categories. And some of them, people just don't understand. And so that's one value I think we add to our practice.
Some insurance coverages are very inexpensive for things that seem important to business owners. For example, employment practices insurance, you know, there's been a real growth in employment claims over the years that I've been practicing and some pretty substantial recoveries in that area. But businesses can secure employment practices insurance at a reasonable cost, I've found.
That's not my area, but it does remind me of one thing. We have an attorney who specializes in employment issues, and she is very active in advising companies on how to protect themselves, to make sure that you have policies and procedures that not only you enforce, but you abide by in your firm to protect yourselves against such claims, and to make sure you have more than adequate insurance.
I think another area that comes to mind is umbrella coverage for personal liability. That's pretty inexpensive for a lot of coverage.
Very inexpensive, Mark, and it's something we advise every client. Umbrella insurance requires that you have maximum limits of basic insurance, such as homeowners and your automobile coverage. But, for instance, $1 million umbrella coverage is over and above and is your backstop for anything that might threaten the maximum limits of your basic insurance, and it is very inexpensive and one of the best buys there is, and it gives you an awful lot of peace of mind.
It does.
And it's one of our basic pieces of advice when we're advising people who have substantial assets and to protect them. Insurance is your biggest protection.
Is this your first law firm?
No. I started out a long time ago. I've been practicing more than 45 years as a sole practitioner for many years. I was allergic to big law firms. And I liked the hands-on and the one-to-one. And as a trial attorneys tend to be mavericks. We're used to calling our own shots. So I joined a firm in 1995, and then two partners and I, Mark Lichtenstein and Milt Kirstein, formed Kirstein, Korn & Lichtenstein back in 2004. And we've been there ever since. I've had a lot of others, a lot of lawyers join us. And I enjoy it because I get the best of both worlds. I get the collegial experience. I have lawyers to turn to talk over cases, get ideas. I supervise some of our younger attorneys. I'm very, very big on mentoring. But also, I have the backup of enough of an organization so that if I want to take a vacation, I don't have to worry that something bad's going to happen, and I'm not there to make sure it's done well. I value a great deal mentoring. I'm a member of the Mass Academy of Trial Attorneys and the Board of Governors, and I started a mentoring program there, and I just got put on the Mass Bar Committee for Civility and Professionalism, where we're trying to deal with what seems to be an erosion of civility and professionalism in our field, and that's a passion of mine.
That's very nice. We've been speaking with Stephen Korn, partner at Kirstein, Korn & Lichtenstein, with Mark Furman from the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. Stephen, if someone's looking for you at KCL. How would they find you?
The words to remember are kcl-law.com. That gets you right into our firm. My email is scoren, C-O-R-E-N, at kcl-law.com. Our number is 781-997-1600.
Great. Thank you very much for being on the show today. We look forward to maybe having you back again in the 2020.
It's a great experience. I really thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a break, and thank you again to Tarla Breedhart and Rogers, and we'll be right back.